When we returned to Mai's room, Ginger said, "Can we bring you anything, Mai? We'll be back tomorrow." Mai just shook her head and frowned. I glanced at Mom. Her face is like a window into her brain and heart. You can almost always tell whether she's happy or sad. So when I glanced at her, I knew something big was going on inside her brain. "What is it, Mom?" I asked. With a huge grin, she said, "Call me crazy, but I have a theory about something that might really help Mai start mending. Let's go. I've got a phone call to make." At home, Mom made a call and asked for Mrs. Fisher. As my English teacher would say, the plot was thickening. Then Mom said, "Hi, Becky. It's Ruby Kwan. We met at the community center last month. I so enjoyed the presentation that you and Fred gave." Then Mom told her about Mai and asked, "Do you think that Fred might help?" After a pause, Mom said, "Wonderful. See you in an hour." Then Mom started scurrying around the living room cleaning. It's so weird the way she does this whenever she expects a visitor. She wouldn't tell me about Mrs. Fisher and the mysterious Fred. An hour dragged by. Suddenly, a car door slammed. Then I heard jingling sounds, like chains. Footsteps on our steps were followed by a piercing screech from Tiger.